Christmas is coming, and nothing could be more joyful than our next conversation with Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt. The town will be meeting Thursday night. Mr. Hoyt, what do you got on tap?
The first thing on tap for the board meeting is a moratorium on wind energy and solar panels. Currently, the town does not have any guidance for anyone that wishes to do a project. So we're going to do a moratorium until we get the guidelines. So if somebody does come to town with a project, we have the right answers and the right questions for an applicant.
You know, this seems to be a proactive move because now in a lot of these little towns, they're having to rewrite their site plan laws because a lot of different projects are coming in. So Wyndham sort of saw this happening and said, okay, let's take the bull by the horns here.
Right, and this is just on renewable energy. We don't have anything right now, so we have to determine what's a commercial field to just someone that wants to put one on their garage or the roof of their house. So there's a lot of difference, so we want to get everything in line so when someone does come to the town with that request, they can do it in a proper manner.
Very good. So put a moratorium on it. Now, will you do that on Thursday night, or will you have to have public hearings and things like that?
Thursday night at 6:45 is a public hearing for the moratorium. And, you know, we're going to do it just for 6 months, but if we're able to get a good law before that time, we'll lift the moratorium in 3 months. We just arbitrarily pick 6 months because it's kind of in the winter when you're not going to have solar projects going on. So it gives us time to thumb through materials to get what fits for the town of Wyndham.
Very good. Now you have some Santa Claus top news with mortgage tax.
We did not get a stock in a coal. Peter Marcoux, our county treasurer, treated town of Wyndham very well with mortgage tax.
Well, give us some numbers.
The first mortgage tax check was, let's call it, $157,000 and change, and the second one was $181,000 and change, which is greatly appreciated, and that's appreciated by the people that invest in the town of Wyndham that purchase homes. That's who the tax comes from.
Now, that's $330,000. Generally speaking, in a year, that's a lot more than the towns around here, especially Wyndham, usually receive.
Yes, it is.
So yes. What will you be doing with it? You mentioned stockings. Will you be stuffing some stockings, or what are you going to do with that money?
We've stuffed some stockings already with the police cruiser. We used the funds from the first mortgage check to help pay for that. We use some funds to help pay for the Bobcat that's going to clear snow up past the cemetery to the St. Teresa's Church that we had been asked by residents to do. So the first round went to very worthy causes, and the second round we'll use to put a down payment on a new ambulance that is also in need to get replaced. So they're all worthy causes that will help the taxpayer from digging into their own piggy bank to pay for these.
Pretty cool stuff. It's a nice time of year to get that money, and part of the reason is there's a lot of movement in the real estate industry.
Yes, it's very much Wyndham, and the whole mountaintop is a hot spot because 2.5 hours from a very populated area.
Now, speaking of hot spots, we have the Thompson House. It has been sold. It is now going to be called Wilder Wyndham, and they just got, what did they get? Let's let the town supervisor announce it.
The group just received a grant from the state for $750,000, $750,000 to do their work on their building. There's always strings attached. So Mr. Flanagan and his group will meet the qualifications. And I believe part of the qualifications is they have to employ so many new jobs to the community to receive that funding to help with their project.
Now, this guy is amazing. I mean, there's a $750,000, and he's investing. This place is investing a lot of money. They have a pilot agreement with the county IDA. I mean, this is serious stuff over there, isn't it?
It's no joke. Roughly ballpark figuring right now, it's $20 million investment with the purchase and what he's going to do into the buildings to bring them to the 21st century without losing the charm of 150 years ago.
Yeah, I did a little story on the grant this week, and I did some research, and Mr. Flanagan and his company, they have two other very high-level hotels, one in California and one in Maryland. So for them to choose Wyndham, in your mind, that says a lot about Wyndham, doesn't it?
It says a very lot about Wyndham. Like I said, when somebody's willing to invest that kind of money in your community, we definitely have something special within the town of Wyndham that they will invest that kind of money.
Yeah, I was really impressed with these other hotels this gentleman and his company have. Hopefully folks read the story in the paper this week because I put it in there for that reason. I didn't even know this, but this guy, he does the job and he does it right, what it's looked like.
And he's been in front of the planning board, as a lot of people saw. A lot of trees were removed from the project. And a lot of people are like, that deer in headlights look. But as you can see right now, there's a lot of landscape that have already been established. It's just part of the whole picture. So the plan board had seen his landscape plan and were impressed with it. And the community would be very impressed when everything is full blossomed next May, next June.
You have a lot of ho-ho-ho going on here with all this money and this moratorium, which means the town board is on its toes watching out for people, because little towns have to be protected. Times are changing, and all these little towns around here are discovering the same thing.
It's better to be proactive than reactive.
Very good, sir. Well, keep up the good work in terms of what's going on up there at the town, and we will talk to you again in 2 weeks, when just before Christmas, and maybe you'll have some more good news.
Now, I do expect it to you to be at the Christmas tree lighting on this coming Saturday at 4:30 in the afternoon that the chamber is going to put on.
Okay. Now, that's the usual thing with Santa and all that stuff?
Yes, it is.
And I was by there. I saw the menorah is back on the grounds for another season.
Yeah, and I believe there's going to be carriage rides this year, as in the past. So it's going to be a festive evening.
The town is hopping again, baby.
So there we go.
All right, Mr. Hoyt, we appreciate your time, as always.
All right, thank you.